Okay, so here we were. And once God showed me the symbol of the mountain and I understood finally what it was, it's the mountain of the soul. Then he began to show it to me in his other dreams to lead me and guide me. Okay, and we were praying fervently for it to rain like we were instructed. And we were carving out a realm of revelation. God told us about the wounded soul being healed in the glory and light of Jesus. So we began to decree it. So for like 1 month when we first got this revelation, I walked around for a month going, I'm filled with the light. I'm filled with the glory light. Glory light on my soul. Glory light on my soul. I'm filled with the light. You're filled with the light. You're filled with the light. You're filled with the light. I lay hands on people. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the light. Every wound healed in the glory light of Jesus. Your mind is going to be sound and fulfilling His office. I mean, I was going crazy. Light, light, glory, light, glory, light. Just totally decreeing it over every person, believing it myself. And I did not see one single piece of fruit. Nothing. How many of you know when you're a forerunner, you break the membrane for everybody else? I got a sharp point in my forehead, do I? Does it have a bruise around it? It might have healed by now. I was breaking the membrane. I was going on pure, raw faith as I was carving out a realm of authority over the mountain of the soul in the glory and the light. And I'm praying for terrain and praying for more revelation. And then one day God gives me a vision and it showed me my progress report. Okay, I had a vision of this mountain. It was no longer barren and rocky. Now it was green and lush. And there was trees coming out of it. I guess some rain had hit that mountain, huh? You think? It was now starting to become green and lush. But the sun was rising behind the mountain, but it hadn't gotten over the crest yet. So the whole mountainside was still in shadow. You see what God's using the vision to do for me now? He is showing me my progress report. He's showing me how far along I came through the vision. He gave me the understanding of what the symbol meant, and now He can direct me and guide me and show me my timing through the vision. He's showing me, yes, it's working. You've been praying for rain, and the mountain is now green, and it's lush, and it's got trees. You've been praying for the light, and it's coming. The Son of Righteousness is arising on that mountain of the soul with healing and its wings and its beams, but it's not there yet because the mountain's still in shadow. This is so cool. Why is this so cool? It tells me what to do next. Keep going. You're on the right track. It's working. You see, a vision can come along and show you something completely different and show you, you haven't been doing the right thing. Stop. You need to go this direction and do this now. But fortunate, free for me, and thank you, Jesus. This vision said, yes, you are on the right track. It showed me the revelation is correct. It's working. But keep on going. You're not there yet. See what a vision does for you. You understand that? In the next session, we're going to talk about that, how visions take you through all three steps of healing and how it directs you in that manner. So what did I do? I prayed for rain even more. And I prayed for rain, and I prayed for rain, and I prayed for rain, and I prayed for more light, and I prayed for more glory, and I soaked more in the light, and we soaked more in the glory, and we decreed more of the light, and we believed, and we believed, and we believed, and we believed. We did what the vision told us to do. We did what the vision told us to do. And then one day, an angel came to visit me. He came in the room. And he was wearing this bright yellow rain slicker with one of those curved looking fisherman's hat, as in fisher of the soul. And he was wearing this rain gear, and he got like this close up to my face with a smile like this big. And he looked at me and he went, "It's gonna rain." Within 2 months in our meetings, you have to understand something. You think it just happens. We had to carve this realm out. Within 2 months in our meetings, people were getting healed in their soul. Signs and deliverances were happening to people as they sat in their seat. We weren't having to touch anyone. It was just happening because we had carved out the realm. And it all happened because we followed the direction we saw in visions and dreams. Do you see that? You want a miracle? Your visions and your dreams are going to lead you step by step into getting it. They're going to show you where to go. We just did what we saw, and we got results. Hallelujah. Now check this out. So here we are, and people are getting healed. We're having mental disorders healed. We're having hep C instantly healed. We're having pains being healed. We're having cancers being healed. We're having all kinds of things being healed in the atmosphere without even having to touch people, because we prayed for it to rain and because we prayed for the glory and the light. And then all of a sudden, it actually literally started raining in the meeting. It started raining in the meetings. First, it was rain that you felt on your arms, almost like if somebody was spitting on you. You kind of look around. Hey, man, was that you? And then you touch it because it felt wet and cold, but then there'd be nothing there. Then it advanced from that to us seeing with our open eyes big raindrops shooting down in the meeting. Then it went from that to actual wet raindrops coming down inside the building in the meetings. We were in Oklahoma City, and there were leather chairs that people were sitting in. And there were wet raindrops on the chairs. When people would stand up or whatever, it would leave wet raindrops. And there was nobody with open bottles of water around, and nobody was spitting except for me, maybe. One woman had had her Mercedes. She gave me a ride, and I was in the back seat. And I was just praising God for the rain. And all of a sudden, I felt the rain hit me. I looked down, and there were two wet raindrops on the seat of her Mercedes. And then that same woman, we came back and her partner was in the meeting, and she felt two really cold, big, wet raindrops land on the corner of her eye, the window to her soul. And since then, she has gotten such major healings in the glory light of Jesus. Her life has completely shifted. She's been under assault for over 25 years. Every dime she's ever had has been stolen from her. Her family's totally been separated from her. Now her family's coming back. Her business is flourishing. And Patricia and I are even going to go do a meeting with her in Oklahoma City in July. Because she got her soul healed and the rain hit her eye, the window to her soul. Okay, so I remember it rained one day in my house for 2 hours. And I knew it wasn't just like, okay, God's just doing this for the fun of it. But it was fun. But I knew it meant something. The rain was a symbol of something, and I just had this feeling, and it had to do with the soul. It had to be. Right? So I did my little search. I went on the Bible. I got the key word, and I put in a symbol. Okay, rain. I put in the word rain. I looked it up. You're not going to believe what I found. The symbol of rain is completely and totally connected to the soul and the healing of the soul. In Deuteronomy 11:11, it says this. It says, we are to worship the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul. And when we do, he will open up the heavens and send the rain. You understand? The rain is a supernatural sign and a wonder that your soul is being healed. Hallelujah. Jesus, think about it. When you got wounds inside your soul, you can't worship the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul, because your closets, they're supposed to be used for prayer and worship, will be filled with those soul wounds, and all they can think about is themselves. Oh, I'm in such pain. I'm in such agony, and the demonic is attached to me, tormenting me. I can't worship you. I can only feel this pain. But when the soul gets healed, man, literally in the supernatural and in the natural, God will open the heavens and it will send the rain. What happens when the rain comes? Things get fertilized, harvest comes, a cleansing happens, renewal happens, refreshment happens, change happens. Amen? Rain is symbolic of the soul being healed. Whew, Jesus. In the next session, we're going to take all these symbols and many, many more and learn how to take them through the three steps. How they'll guide you through the three steps to get your soul healed. But for right now, I want to do two things. First, I'm going to call up Mighty Women of God. I want to call up Jean Mulquin, Aiden Bolt, Bernadette Alvarado. We're going to do a media impartation first of the seer anointing, of the dream anointing. And we have the Joseph anointing to interpret dreams. And we have the anointing to interpret. And we're going to release those first. And then we're going to release them on you individually so you can all receive them. And then we're going to do one more activation. Amen. And believe Jesus is going to take us to another level of healing for our soul. Bernadette has an anointing. She sees open-eyed visions. She sees angels manifesting all the time. So receive that now. Receive open-eyed visions. Receive open-eyed visions. Receive open-eyed visions. Seer anointing in the name of Jesus.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the seer anointing for everyone in the sound of my voice. I decree open-eyed visions for those hearing my voice right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the ability of everyone hearing that their eyes would be opened, that their understanding about the seer gifting would increase. So I release this increase. I release this gift right now to those in the sound of my voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we release dreams and visions on your people so that you can speak to them in the night watches as you spoke to your servants of old. Increase their ability to see in the eternal realm and increase their ability to understand what they see. Let them hear your voice as clearly as they are hearing my voice now. In Jesus' name I pray.
I felt like the Lord wanted me to release the impartation to be able to draw prophetic visions and to see things in the prophetic. So I just released that to you right now, that you would see things in the spiritual realm and that you would be able to put them into art and into media, and that they would touch especially the younger generation, especially the young people, that you would use that gifting that he has given to see in the supernatural to release it into media and into art and into all those things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Okay, what we're going to do now is I'm going to release my impartation over the media. So in Jesus' name, I release my seer anointing right now in Jesus' name. The anointing that hunts down soul wounds. It's the anointing that gives dreams and visions to hunt down a soul wound, to get it healed in the glory light, to break off demonic powers and to get the victory, to get signs, to get wonders, to get miracles, to get healings, to get all kinds of breakthroughs in your finances, in your mind, mental disorders, everything. God's going to show you through your dreams and visions. I impart everything I'm carrying to you in the name of Jesus right now so that you can go and be completely healed in your soul and heal the souls of the people around you whom you love in Jesus' name, right now in Jesus' name.